summertime is coming, and the trees are sweetly blooming, and the wild mountain time grows around the...
Hello and welcome into episode 55 of Caithness Craft Collective. I'm Louise. In this episode, we have Designer Ali with Amanda Leggett, who's Shutter Monkey. We also have the Allegra I Like to Knit Along, the Bookmark Swap, I Like to Know What the Collective, and the Me Show have been up to this episode. All the links are in the show notes that come from where you download this from, so relax and get your links later on. I sponsor this from my own business, Energy Hunt Limited, www.energyhunt.com. which has got nothing to do whatsoever with craft, but everything to do with Northern Scotland's premier renewable engineering service. Because it pays my wage and therefore your podcast. Get your cup of tea, your craft, and I'll tell you what crack is in Caithness this week. I'm starting off by welcoming new listeners and explaining the podcast a wee bit. I'm Louise and I live way at the top of Scotland. You know, you see it sometimes on your weather map, hence I have quite a strong Caithness accent. Well, that's me there, 20 metres more and I get weight. I live that far north. I do lots of different crafts, but mostly talk about knitting, crochet, textile arts and quilting. My podcast is sexualised and I get my bairns to introduce the different segments. I've got a wee essay, which I call the blather, and I try to impart my wisdom for what it's worth. We have a holo section where I try and get the listeners' names crammed in because I like hearing my name in other podcasts, so I think that you might like your name too. And then we have the collective part where I'll tell you what the people I craft with in Caithness have been up to and share any new techniques I have to try. I'm currently running a series called Designer Alley where I've asked various lovely designers of knitwear to be focused on and even do the odd knit along or two. I like to put this at the start of the episode. I have a couple of other sections, one of which is where my husband and I taste Scotch whiskey for your pleasure. Sometimes got a little bit silly. But welcome in, let me know you're listening. I hope you have a similar sense of humour and crafty idea to me. Ach, we'll get on just fine.
Designer Alley.
Designer Alley. I'm very pleased and thankful to have the lovely Amanda Leggett, who is Shutter Monkey, on Ravelry for you this episode. She's based in Irvine on the west coast of Scotland, and I think this is a wonderful Scottish designer. She has designs that are classy Scottish, not tartan, tacky, brigadoon type of designs. Actually, for new listeners, I've done email interview rather than speaking to them on purpose. Two reasons for this. My broadband is really slow. You know where I live. It's really far away. And I'm not sure I would do a Skype interview justice. And actually, I don't like using the phone very much. I'm working on this, and I have been for a wee while yet. But back to Amanda. So I asked her, I think you've got lovely taste. Can you tell me where, who, what do you get your inspiration from? And she says, mainly from everyday things I see around me, particularly things I find eye-catching, unusual or pretty, like forget-me-not flowers or spring blossom. I also love knitting with beads, so sometimes I just decide I'm doing something with beads. And then I go look about until I find something that suits. I then asked her, I think your designs are particularly Scottish. Is this on purpose? She said, I do sometimes go for a deliberate Scottish theme. The Saltire Berry is an example of this, as were the Charles Rennie Mackintosh designs for the Glasgow School of Yarn design competition. I don't generally go out my way to force a Scottish theme into things, but since I'm taking inspiration from my surroundings, Scotland, it's an inevitability that creeps in from time to time. I then asked her, what makes you design in the first place? She says, I enjoy knitting and I like to try out other people's new designs and patterns. I very rarely knit the same thing twice as I do like a challenge. Sometimes I would have an idea for something that I wanted to knit next but couldn't find a pattern available that was suitable. So I think designing was the next natural step and keeping challenging myself. And also allowed me to get to the designs I wanted. Nearly all of my designs were created with the idea that I would wear them myself. And when I started designing, I wasn't really thinking that other people would want to wear them too. Oh, yes I do. I really do. I love the Glasgow rose berry that she has. It's divine. Anyway, that's my taste. Then I start. Can you describe the process you go through from idea to finished garment? Like, do you use the sketchbook, colour wheel, etc.? I love on trying to find out where their design ideas come from and what the process is. She says, when I start a design, I often have a mental image of what it should look like. However, I do usually sketch an idea. Very badly, I'm not good at drawing. Who is? And colour in to see... She didn't say that, it was me. And colour it in to see what I think of different colour combos. I then draw designs onto graph paper or chart them on a spreadsheet. I'll use this draft pattern to knit a swatch to see how I think it knits up and make any final changes before starting work on the final garment. I then asked her, what's the hardest part of the design process for you? She said, getting the knitted swatch to look like the idea that I originally had in my head. I realised very quickly that just because it looks great in my mind or on paper, it doesn't really mean it'll look good knitted, or that it will be easy to make it right. This is especially true when using beads to create a picture. For example, I really struggled with the snowflake berry. Real snowflakes always have 6 sides, but when I was writing up the chart, the snowflake pattern kept coming up 8-sided, which I wasn't happy with. I then asked her, what's the best bit of the design process for you? And she said, casting off a finished garment, blocking it and thinking, wow, I love it. I'm kind of saying that like what I think she would say, because that's how I say it. Oh, that's brilliant. Not that I've designed anything, but that just sounds great. Question 6. Does the yarn come first, or is the pattern come first and then you find the yarn to suit it? She says the pattern comes first, or at least the idea from the pattern, and then she looks for the yarn and colour that would suit the design. I then asked, do you mind it when knitters ask you for advice on your patterns, i.e. changing the yarn weight? Because that's what I would probably have done. And she said, thankfully, definitely not. I'm always happy to hear from anyone knitting my designs. So I then asked her, question 8. I found you through Giftnik Girl, who's Ella, recommendation when you won the Glasgow School of Yarn design competition. Can you tell the listeners more about it, the School of Yarn, and your winning design? She said, the competition was organised as part of the Glasgow School of Yarn event in 2011. Designers were asked to submit patterns and finished items with the Charles Rennie Mackintosh theme. For new listeners, Charles Rennie Mackintosh is quite a famous designer from way back when. She goes on. The only requirement was that the yarn used had to be available from the shop that organised the event, which was the Yarn Cake in Glasgow. Other than that, we could pretty much do what we liked. I tried to give myself a bit of a challenge again with my entries. I had never designed a knitted bag before, and I had never felted or done much Fairelle, but my winning entry consisted of a felted bag and Fairelle berry. And the theme for them both was based on the Glasgow Rose, a motif that Mackintosh used a lot. I created my own version for my designs, and I called it the Beloved Rose, as one of the meanings for Amanda is beloved. And the design also has my initials in it. Amanda had put up a lovely blog entry about this when she won last year. And I'd recommend going for a looky whilst you're finding out more about her. Question 9, I asked her. What are your design plans for the future? What's the next patterns, books, publications, fibre events, the world? Somebody sometime is going to answer me. Pinky in the brain. No, okay, awkward pause. She said, I don't really have any long-term plans other than hopefully keeping on doing what I'm doing. I have another 3 shawl designs in mind for this year, following on from my spring blossom shawl. I'd like to keep the theme going and design a summer, an autumn and a winter shawl. The 4 seasons collection. Ah, that's a nice idea. I also have another 2 bag and matching berry designs to knit up. I'm learning to sew just now, which will come in really handy when sewing up these bag linings. And I'd love to try to get one of my designs published in a magazine. As for publishing a book, that would be wonderful, but I think it's just a dream for now. Oh, keep dreaming, Amanda, please. I then asked her, question 10. Please describe your shop on my Designer Alley. Now, think Designer Alley, new listeners, of Diagon Alley from Harry Potter, or just a really posh little alley that I've kind of nicked the idea from Knit Journey a wee bit, but it's designers rather than yarn shops. And so far we've got me. I have my yarn shop on the corner in the TARDIS because that was my choice. Yeah, bear with me. And we also have Ruth Crafts at number 1 and we have Robin Ulrich at number 2. So now we have Amanda at number 3. She says her shop basically consists of all the patterns she's published to date and are available for people to buy. There are quite a few berries and shawls as well as a couple of bags. And if you like to design with beads, you're in luck. Oh, good, I like beads. So question 11. Finally, the contact details that the listeners can get you so they can buy, which I thoroughly encourage you to do. She says, my designs can be found on Ravelry at www.ravelry.com/designers/Amanda-Leggett, L-E-G-G-A-T. If people want to get in touch with questions or comments, my Ravelry username is ShutterMonkey. And I can also be reached through my blog at www.amandaphoto.co.uk/blog. So thank you very much, Amanda, for answering me these and for being wonderful. And this is why she's been wonderful. She also said, I'm donating the patterns for the beloved rose bag and berry, which are the designs that won the School of Yarn competition. And she's including the yarn and the lining and a set of matching handles for the bag. Wow. Now, I'd love to win my own competition, but I don't think I'd be allowed to enter. And that's not really fair on you, lovely listeners. So I will make sure it's as fair as usual and martyr myself for you. I should actually just buy it, shouldn't I? And support our designer. So what to do specifically this time, because I think I was a wee bit too vague the last time, is send me a message by either email, which is keithandscraftcollective@gmail.com, or message me on Ravelry, where I'm Louise Hunt, stating that you would like to win this competition. And you may also tell me what you're knitting or crafting and general stuff, you know, I like to hear about. How's your mom, your bairns, and what's doing over in your piece of the world? And I will give you until the end of May the 31st, 2012, to enter. This is a stupendous prize, as have been all my prizes for my designers. Thank you so much. Thank you very much, Amanda. And please, everyone, do go and stalk her. Well, I mean, check her out, but stalk her. Because she's got some lovely designs. Really, really beautiful.
Now for the blather.
In a way, and sit in for a blather after all that. Now. Yes, the blather is about now. I say that a lot in the podcast. So that and so. And I often edit them out if I can possibly get away with it. I'm delighted to say thank you to the magazine Knit Now, which is issue 8, as they mentioned me on page 9. And next designer Ali is the lovely Jackie Harding, whom I'm going to try to Skype interview. Technical issue stuff here, and me using the telephone, so that's beside the point. But I am going to try, and if not, I certainly will have it in writing. Knit Now have mentioned this, and I'm absolutely delighted in both respects. As in the magazine mention and the upcoming designer Ali. And also the current one too. And this blather was footering around in my head and then the obvious link worked. Ka-chunk. And I was thinking about now. I was standing on top of my log pile last week as husband was chainsawing off lumps so they could be split for our, we've got a wood burning stove. And it was a job that required constant vigilance. I was wearing my personal protective equipment of steely toe-capped green wellies and ear defenders. He had his full chainsaw kit on and has had proper training, so don't be fretting about him. As I am rather attached to my feet, the way they are, I was very conscious of what he was doing, kind of at most points, and my job was to pull the log over and stand on it so he could chop it off into the trailer. As our log pile is about the height of me just now, and I had a very nice view over the fields watching the resident short-eared owl hunting. The sky was beautiful blue and it was lovely. And a while later, I was using the electric wood splitter and listening to Yarn Spinner's Tales podcast, which was lovely. Lovely. I'm saying lovely quite a lot here. She was saying she'd been going for 4 years, was still going strong. And she's good if you're a spinner. And she's very instructional. That's her point. I'd recommend her podcast if you're a spinner and looking for a bit of instruction. And I kind of thought, I wonder if I'll still be going after 4 years. Will everyone be watching video casts or something else by then? As crafters, we're often looking to the next big thing. You know, the next trend. We follow the season's colours and we're constantly queuing the next pattern, the next big thing. And I wondered, would I still be trendy enough for you listeners? Not that I'm trendy now, I'm as old-fashioned as tea, me. Then, do I still want to carry on? Have I got enough of interest to keep you all listening? Then I thought, I am enjoying it just now. I love the interactions with you all, the magazine mention, which is my first one, I'm delighted. The swaps we're doing, and, well, having an outlet of crafty goodness. Because there is only so much crafty talking my husband will take before he just won't listen anymore. I must try to enjoy the now. And then I realised, I enjoyed standing on the woodpile watching the owl in the blue sky. The bairns were playing in the sandpit and it was just a lovely moment. And while it's good that we plan, that we're looking forward, it's good that we enjoy the now. Just as we shouldn't dwell on the past. Crafters, we don't tend to mourn the passing of the fuzzy yarn, but we like vintage. But try not to think, oh, it was much better in the old days. Well, I suppose it might have been in this recession double dip. But does that not sound like a sweetie, a double dip? But don't stop yourself having a moment in the now. The sky is often blue and the owl is often out hunting. Just be thankful you're not a mouse. So if you need a pee stop, because it's time for the Daisy Laugh. Can you do some giggling?
Good.
Hello, section.
Hello.
A big sandy hello to new to me, been with me for a whiley, and been with me forever listeners. I'm trying to get you all in there. I appreciate you tuning in. Thank you. Now, a sandy hello to the new group members.
Hello.
April May, Luby Lena and Beverly Jeff. Thank you for joining in the Ravelry. I love your messages and your projects. Please carry on putting up your projects. I love seeing what you're up to. And I do get a lot of inspiration from this. The next big thing. Thank you for the iTunes reviews. I go and read them, you know. If you feel the need to remember your password on iTunes, please leave a review. I'd be a happy podcaster because it gets me up there. I've got 33 in America now. I was quite delighted. I went over. I was pretending I was in the USA for a while. I was in Canada for a wee bit and Australia and New Zealand. Now, I know I've got listeners in China and various other places in the world, but, well, they haven't left me any reviews or anything. In fact, Nick from Yarns in the Plain and I know we have listeners in China, but not one of you has come forward. So I would like to put it out to you, lovely listener in China, because there's a few of you. The first person to message me on Ravelry and give me your postal address will be sent some Caithness goodies. See, there's a gauntlet if you get one. Right, back to the random hellos. They are Mad Mum, Mary G. Ord, Baking Knitter, where are you baking? Is it nice? D. Lauder and Sandrada.
Hello.
What's a crack?
What's the e-crack section?
You know what? I didn't actually like the last episode. Two reasons. I like the blather, but I was kind of missing the designer alley and I was missing the drams. And also the way the software crashed halfway through again. And I repeat myself. And I think I was actually off camber properly. Ugh, then we had a bit of a stressy week with work and hobby was off camber too. Then one random Thursday in April, a package came in the post. And you know how much I love post. Nice post, not bills. You can keep your bills. I don't have to pay them, but I really just don't need to open them. And here, this kind of post was the best kind. I wish you all could get this kind of post. So I picked up this box. It's about shoebox size. Took it into the kitchen to get the scissors to open up the box instead of going straight to Daisy in the cleaned, tidied up toy room. She's my post-opening buddy, you see. Hubby said, "Oh, what's that?" And I said, "Post for me." A big smile on my face. He said, "Oh, you get great posts. I wish I did." I said, "Start a podcast." By this point, I had it open. I knew what it was. I had been haunting the postie for its arrival. Plus, I saw the return address on the box, to be fair. So I then opened it up and I read the card and the third line in said, "And here's something for Richard." I handed over the bubble wrap and he was delighted and thankful to receive a bottle of Talisker 10-year-old single malt whisky. Yeah, I know. It's not a great big bottle. I'd like to, it's just enough for us to taste. Now remember, we're not being scrounging for this or freeloading. We buy our own bottle, but this was gifted to us for a reason. And this is from the very, very lovely Nick from Yarmouth for the Plain podcast. Hello, Nick. And we had won the Tales from Manchester guest music competition she had held. Go listen, it's good. But I've won already, so you know. I do feel a bit bad for entering competitions because I do get sent lovely gifts from you lovely listeners. Lovely, lovely again. But I couldn't help entering this one. Richard was and still really is into this Manchester music style. We had the Charlatans for the music when we signed the register when we got married. So, you know, that tells a story in itself. And he knew the answers to all of them, and we had a great evening sitting doing the quiz. I'd recommend this episode of Next 2. So there's loads more to Manchester than Coronation Street. I received a skein of posh yarn in the colourway from April Showers Bring Me Flowers. And boy, have we had April showers. This will be the next dram when the dram sections comes back after June, when Richard has stopped training for his Cook's Hole tournament. When I say stop, I'd like to see him start. So save up, get your tallow skirt, and we could do it together and exchange thoughts on it. That'll be after June. Now, also, now see, there I'm going again. Now, that's how my dad used to say it, now. In the local village hall, the May Market has started up again every Tuesday, 10 till 3, or something like that, where you can go and buy local produce and crafty goods. The Castle of May has reopened for the season, which is a mile from my house, and if you're into the British royalty and like the Queen Mother, then it is very well worth a look. The cafe and the petting farm is good too, so you can go in with the bairns and lovely tea and scoon without having to go and visit the castle. I.e. there's no way on earth I would take my daughter into the Castle of May, because it was like the Queen Mother looked after this castle for 50 years. Daisy goes in, trashes the place. I don't think I'd be very popular. However, I got a book at the library I will recommend, which is linked to the castle. And I'm not going to do a review today, but if you Amazon A Taste of May, which is M-E-Y, and it's Recipes and Memories compiled by Christina Murray, then you won't be disappointed. It's a nice size, and the recipes are very approachable for being for royalty. Well, most of them, maybe, are, save the lobster ones. Well, I mean, we have a wee creel boat and a lobster that lobster about, because, well, they didn't swim, did they? As such, the lobster off the coastline of the Castle of May are quite approachable to me. In the creel, come on, in you go, in my pot. Nom, 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 nom. But there's a fair bit about the Queen Mother in this book. Yes, there was a point. I do what Billy Connolly does and go off the point and come back to it quite a lot. You'll get used to this. But my favourite photo was of the local farmer, Danny MacArthur and his brother, and the prize-winning Aberdeen Angus Bull and the North Cheviot Sheep. Well, and the Queen Mother was in it as well. But I know Danny. That was a good borrow. And also got out the library the Cuter book by Aranzi Aronzo, which is exactly what it says in the tin. Cuter. It's a pattern book of wee animals and objects which you make up in felt, like little toys. Make little toys for bairns, or lovely little pin cushions for your craft, or who's a penchant for all things panda or turtles? Ooh, me. I love turtles. I've gift listed both of these on the iPad because, hey, it's husband's Amazon wish list. No point putting on mine. He managed to buy the new Irvin Welsh book, an Ian Banks book, and a Duncan Bannatyne book. No spinning book. I think I'll have to drop bigger hints, like putting it in the buy now part. I don't think I'll be letting him listen to this one, no. And Lynn, that's his mum, don't let him listen to that either. I also bought the Sew magazine, and obviously Knit Now. I suggest you all go out and buy issue 8 of Knit Now, both worth a buy and a read. And my Knit Now has managed to be stolen by my mum, because she's taking it to knitting group tonight to show off. Otherwise I would have told you more about it. Because I bought it, I went in, went, look mum, look, read it out. Look, I'm in a magazine. And then she went, oh, I'll take that and I'll have a wee look and I'll show everybody. And yeah, and I said, but okay. So yeah, I'll get it back tomorrow. I did hand her the pattern from the Sew magazine for the girl's skirt, and she's going to make it for Daisy. It's handy having my mum. I really appreciate her. You can borrow her sometimes, but she's making the skirt for Daisy. Coming up, coming up, coming up. It's there. That's a line from the Gorilla song sung by Sean Ryder, if you wondered. Sorry. Yeah, it's really funny in my head. Louise La La Land is pink and fluffy, and I quite like it in there. However, you can come in for a wee jaunt if you want. As mentioned before, my next designer alley is going to be Curvy Jacks, whom is Jackie Harding, whom you have heard me talk about before. She had been following me on Twitter, and then she joined the Ravelry group. And when I went to stalk her properly, because I kind of do, I like to see what patterns people have in their queue or patterns they have made. And then if they've got a blog and if they're famous, realised she was a designer. That's when I realised. Because it's often what I do in knit chat is just follow everybody because they're in knit chat, therefore or spin chat on Twitter. And they're obviously very interesting because they're there and they're talking about what I'm interested in. And then after a while, I'll maybe go and try and find them on Ravelry if I haven't already done it. Then I realise they're actually really famous. And it's kind of embarrassing to then go back on Twitter and say, I didn't realise that you were that person. So, but well done. You can't really say that. It's kind of embarrassing. So this, but Jackie I did. I felt I could, which is kind of good because otherwise I would get slapped. Twitter speaking. I'm sure she's not a violent person. I'm really going to have to edit that out. I'm just so excited. I'll have to slow down. Sorry. Where was I? But Jackie is a designer. Now, I script this, by the way. I sometimes go off script, but I write it the way I talk. And the reason I do this is because if I record a podcast, occasionally my computer crashes and I lose the whole lot. And I can never do it the same twice. Also, I write it the way I'm going to say it to you. So sometimes you realise and other times you won't. Billy calling myself back to the script. So when I went to stalk her properly, I realised that Jackie was a designer and featured in the Knitter magazine that I had just bought. This is a while ago now. I'm looking forward to this interview and she's getting together a pattern for us to do another knit along. Yeah, back to the point, this is important. I'm really enjoying the Designer Alley part of the podcast, notwithstanding the competitions you have been offered, but the questions that I get to ask from my own selfish point of view, i.e. do you mind people asking you silly questions about your pattern? And the reason I'm doing it at the end of May is because Knit Now is out from the 3rd of May to the end of May, and the editor Kate Hebel pointed out it's only fair for readers who get it at the end of the month to be able to join in. And I utterly agree with this, because once I know I bought Knit Now, I was, oh, I've got my hand on this, and it was in the local shop, which was very odd for it being in the local shop, because it's a good magazine, and well, the local shop is not renowned. And then I realised that it was like 2 days before the next Knit Now. But I wouldn't want somebody to be buying it and then think, oh, I want to join in that, and it's too late. So this is why we're doing it, and hello Kate if you're listening. I don't often ramble off quite this much. I think that's fair, so I drop you big breadcrumb hints until then. Jackie wows you with her answers, and then we knit along together in June. Does that make sense? Yeah. Also coming up, back to the script, the back-to-back Sheep to Jumper Day is fast approaching on June the 30th on Castletown Heritage Centre for the Spinning Group. Actually, I'm going to Aberdeen to All Energy to stand on a stand and be nice and smile and wear my suit and try and get some work in and have meetings with people who are all in the same shade at the same day, which is the most important thing about All Energy, and generally be absolutely enthralled in the renewable energy industry and see what business we can get out of it. So if you are going to be in Aberdeen at All Energy, stand K69, please come up and say hello. And give us lots of work. Big hint. In fact, that wasn't even a subliminal hint. That was you will. Sorry. Gaelic Wool Fest is to be held in Benderloch near Oban on the 19th to the 21st of July. And I'm getting quite excited about this after hearing all your Wonder Wool Wales story. Elsline's Moment of Musing blog has a lovely rundown on it, her day again. That's Pantafail on Ravelry, so go stalk her. stalking seems to be a bad thing, so maybe just go and look. Stalking I don't think's good, that's obsessive. Look is a good word. Look is the first word that children learn at primary school to read, and that's what we should all be doing. Of course, Will Fest in Cockermouth, Cumbria will be coming up soon, on the 22nd and 23rd of June. I wish I was going to that. But then in October, I'm really hoping to get classes at the Glasgow School of Yarn, organised by the Yarn Cake Shop. So there's loads of coming ups there. Did you like that? Coming up? No, well, it was in my head, it was funny. Bookmark swap. The bookmark swap is in full swing. Please put your photos onto the group on Ravelry of your received bookmark. I was delighted and thankful to receive an extra one. I know, greedy Louise again. She's actually on a diet, you know, but it doesn't mean a bookmark diet. And this is from the lovely Shelley, who also sent my parents postcards from Disneyland. Is that not kind? I love them. Thank you. And that's why I'm giving her a special thank you message on here. They're both on the wall, and because they're holograms. Daisy was standing below them, like Daisy's three, standing below them looking at her princesses, just delighted with herself. So somebody that gives me 5 minutes peace by this is just wonderful. Now, my bookmark was posted to my swap partner. I had made one from a pack that I bought from a Pam Murray of Stenness on Orkney, who dyes wool and yarn and makes felted objects. Yeah, I'd bought this pack about 2 years ago now, and it kind of jumped out the bag with the pinking shears, the Bondaway powder, and said, make me! I cut a 2x6 inch piece of felt with pinking shears, which had been dyed in lovely colours, and then over the top of it, I Bondawayed, which is Bondaway powder. It's kind of like you put salt or sugar on it, but it's the chemical that they use in the Bondaway. So instead of having it flat on a sheet, it is just powder, and it's really good and really old as well. But it jumped out as well of my stash, and I put a piece of lace, a piece of dyed scrim, which is a material, and then over them I needle felted a sliver of dyed roving. So I hope Sand Cola puts up a wee photo, because dafty me forgot to take a photo. What a gowk. That's Caithness for silly. Gowk. I'm actually thinking about putting a section in the podcast for dafty me, because of the dafty things that I do. I don't think gowk me sounds as good. But I was really pleased with the bookmark. And I did enjoy doing the bookmark swap. My one is to me en route, and I look forward to getting a nice post. The extra bonus of the book recommendation is good too. I love books, all things book, iPad, Kindle, real books, books, audio books, but books. I love bookshops, I love libraries, I love DIY shops, art shops, craft shop. It's a possibility I love, like stationeries, all them pens. I wonder what they're all going to write, and all the different colours. Sorry. Off script. Please carry on with the swapping, and there have been some lovely designs going on. Some knitted, which there was a bookmark in Knit Now, I'm sure there was. Mine's was felted, and then there's been the leather with embossing on them, with the thistle I made, and I got vintage cards, so there's been much scope to keep our places in books. I'm thinking of maybe next month, which is June or July, doing another fibre postcard swap if you are interested. When you're entering the competition for Amanda's Berry, put it in the message that you would maybe like to do the fabric postcard swap again. Because you're obviously all going to do that. All of you. It's you, I'm looking at you. I'm looking over my glasses. Aletta Allegra Nittolo shouted from the top of the woodpile, I am done. And I have to say that this was the reason I was thinking of the Now Blather. The Allegra shawl has a pattern that you repeat a total of 9 times. I was on repeat 8, and I was on the, well, it's quite a long row, not too far from the finish line, and I was wanting it now. Sorry, I am a patient soul mostly. I can wait for my peepods to show through. Oh, yes they have. Hello peepods. Welcome to my world. I can prepare a whole fleece for spinning. But when I get to the I want to wear this item now stage, I feel like stamping my foot like a small child who is 3 and shouts, leave me alone, when I tell her, no! I want it now. I did some through the day knitting, which I don't often get to do. Sitting in the very tidy toy room, having tea parties with Snow White and Anakin Skywalker, and, well, obviously Daisy was there. And like I said last episode, this pattern to me is Moorish. Oh, I'll just maybe do one more row. Just maybe one. Well, I'm at the end of the pattern row, might as well do the purl row. Oh, I've got a bit of time. I'll maybe just do maybe half a row. Oh, no, but I can't just do half a row, I'll just finish it. And there was no getting stuck, and I was really comfortable and I enjoyed this pattern. Ruth had a wee bit more errata on the border, and I actually like it how she's on the ball with that, and I think that's a sign of a good designer. It's not all that perfect, and constantly looking to improve it. There are a few more finished shawls on this thread, and my take on it is that I really enjoyed it. I loved the yarn. I don't think I would have chosen that colour for me, but it is so me, it is uncanny. It has a brown background with purple and green flakes in it. It blocks beautifully, and the pattern is beautiful in it. It is warm without being hot. It drapes as lovely as well, so thank you to Artists Palette Yarns yet again. Have you all been over there and had a wee stock? I mean, look. I will most certainly be putting you on my list of things to buy. And then there's the pattern. I was daunted by this when I first saw it. I have to admit, now that I've done it, I had doubts about me managing it. But if you can do a garter tab cast on, and you can read, and you can count to 12, then I see you can do it too. Yes, you can. I used all my stitch markers, and then some, and every pattern repeat was markered off and then didn't move about. I used dangly ones that the lovely PG knitting nurse gifted me. Andrea, do you sell those as well? Because you should, they're perfect for this pattern. At the end of every row, I would take the cable, because I've got knit pros, and I'd flick them over, and they would all go from one side onto the other, because I like to have them on the back, hanging on the back when I'm knitting along. And it was a great satisfaction. Oh, I'm at the end of the row, flick. Because I'm sad that way. And the pattern is on the knit row, and the reverse is purl. So you can count back, and if you need an extra stitch, you can kind of sort it out as you go back along the row. I had a favourite row, and I had a least favourite row. Row 3 was friendly, and it liked me. It could live in Louise La La La, no problem. And row 7 was concentration city time. And it wasn't just me. Knit Spin Cakes Auntie Apie said the same thing. And I do warn you that you need every last yard, because my skein had 437 yards and there wasn't an awful lot left. So be generous with your yardage when you're buying your yarn for this pattern. I know I'm biased because Ruth sent me the pattern, but I would make this again. So thank you once again, Ruth. I look like a proper lace knitter now. Please carry on with the shawls that you have started. The photos and the general encouragement are on the thread. Don't get stuck doing this. Now for the Me show. I made it to a group. Well, they've been sadly lacking recently due to hubby being away quite a lot. And I was beside myself to get to Caithness Textile Artists. And what a show and tell we had. I have put some photos onto Flickr, and you can get these from the Podbean webpage. Or I think you can get them through me on Ravelry. I think there's a link on there. Plus, I told them about me doing the podcast due to me being in a magazine. I kind of came up the stairs and went, oh, I'm in a magazine. And they went, why? I said, well, it's a knit magazine, because they know I do quite a lot of knitting. And Catherine knows, but I had forgotten that not everybody else knew about the podcast or hadn't really understood about the podcast. So I told them and blushed. And I mean, I've been doing this 2 years. Not everybody knows. Hello, if you're listening, lovely textile artists. I don't really think they will be, but hello. I talk about you all the time. And you are wonderful. You really are. I have a photo of Celia's almost finished bed runner quilt that she was making as a wedding present. And it is the cream one with the grey border and appliqué leaves on and a fleur-de-lis pattern. It's beautiful. Every piece of material has a story, and the whole thing has a story. And is that not just wonderful to have a piece of work that has a story about it? Catherine has been extremely busy. as ever, but extremely busy at finishing. She had 3 finished quilts and also a gold framed picture which was inspired by the Jean Littlejohn's Field of Gold. It's beautiful, exquisite, and other lovely adjectives to describe hours of work. She's mastered this foiling technique pretty well. I have not yet tried mine. And do you know why? Because I was too lazy to go downstairs and get the iron out the cupboard. You may slap me round the back of the head. Yes, I will. And then when I have done it, I will tell you about it. Because we've not had textile technique in a while. Also, Dorothy had been making handbags from pieces of felt that she had made and dyed. And I don't think I managed a photo of it, but it was as beautiful as ever. And she had her new embellishing machine, which was a Genome. And an embellishing machine is a sewing machine, but instead of having thread go through needles, you don't have thread on it at all. It has 1 to 4, you can have 1 or 4, or 1, 2, 3, or 4, and they're needle felting barbed needles. And they go in, like you would put a needle in the sewing machine, and it goes up and down like the sewing machine does. And it's really easy to use because basically you can start with just a piece of roving, but it does recommend that you use a backing. And then you put your roving or whatever, a piece of yarn onto the top of the material. You put it underneath the needle felting needles that are going up and down, and it's got a foot pedal, and you just go up and down, around and of course, and it adheres it to the material. So it's quite... Yeah, it's easy to use, but you have to step away from the idea of thread. All her hands went to sort the thread out because her muscle memory was confused. It was like, you're sitting at a machine that looks like a sewing machine. Where's the thread and the bit on the side? And there was the buttons. And put my foot down. And then we realised how much fun it was. Because Catherine had her machine in last month and made me have a wee shot. And Dorothy was making the rest of them this time. There was pretty much no, oh, are you wanting a wee shot? You will have a shot and you will enjoy it because I am enjoying it and I know you will too. But that's kind of the way that we roll. And there, so one person does something, everybody thinks, oh, that's a good idea. We must be all very, very like-minded. See how fast I'm talking tonight and I've not had any alcohol. I'm excited. There's lots more of you new people in here. Are you still there? Sorry. Right, I asked Dorothy how much this embellisher machine was, and she said it was about £300 from Durin's shop in Edinburgh, and quite a lot of my quilters go to Durin's. He seems to have very, very good customer service. And it came with a table extension and extra bits and pieces. Her husband questioned, how many machines do you require? To which her answer was that, well, if you cut the lawn, you don't use your hedge trimmer or your strimmer, but you use a lawnmower. Touché turtle, methinks. So we had 2 new members in as well, which was really nice. Aileen and Rita were sitting wet felting and making some lovely tonal pieces of material. Rita says that she's going to cut hers down and put it on greeting cards. And Aileen was going to make a handbag with hers. And they were using bamboo mats and bubble wrap and wet soap. Because you get dry soap. No, liquid soap. In hot water and then lots and lots of elbow grease. I believe you get elbow grease from Tesco's. Now Aileen, I'd met her before, she was telling me that she goes to a wee craft group in Latherin Hall every Wednesday afternoon from 2 till 4 p.m. And it's open to all, visitors and locals alike, so if you're in Caithness visiting, as you do, please go along, take your craft, go for a blether, cup of tea, bit of cake. And it's nice as well, because Aileen had stayed in our Sarah from Vimto Craft Night holiday cottage. Oh, when I say Vimto Craft Night, I have a craft night every now and again with my friend Sarah and various other people. And when we first had it, Sarah offered us all a drink and she says, would you like Vimto? To which we all went, oh, I've not had Vimto in years. Yes, let's have Vimto. So we're all sitting there and I says, let's call it the Vimto night. And it stuck. Yeah. I know, I feel like I'm 9. Anyway, Sarah has a holiday cottage and it is www.firthviewharvest.co.uk and it's Firth as in F-I-R-T-H. And Aileen stayed there a couple of years ago and mentioned her interest in quilters to Sarah. So, of course, we rummaged together a Vimto Graph Knight and took my mum along, and mum told her all about Caithness Quilters. Aileen's now moved up to Caithness and settled in down at Lather and Wale, and she's made it to Caithness Quilters and started her own craft group. And she actually said that our craft group was her inspiration. She put an advert locally inviting people to her house one random afternoon and said that 16 people turned up, so they decided that they had to decamp to the village hall from there on in. Is that not cool? Build it and they will come. You too can have your own craft group, lovely listeners. So that was textile artists. I won't even bother with telling you what I was doing, because, yeah. I was busy finishing the Allegra, and I've already told you about that. I've been busy buying magazines, and I've been busy ordering mother to make my daughter things. I didn't order, I just asked. Well, yeah, I'm kind of bossy, yeah. And I talked husband into making me a yarn swift and then a small niddy noddy. I'd been wanting a smaller niddy noddy for a little while and the yarn swift for a long time, but both were out with my price range. So I had a nose on the internet and I found a really good tutorial from www.craftydiversions.com, and just basically put in Google how to make a yarn swift and look for the Crafty Diversions one. And it's not the umbrella one that clamps to the table, but has a base. My one has a base of crossed wood, like an X, and then there's a dowel in the middle and it spins round it, and the dowel rods and the bit that spins round move. So, yeah. Picture tells 1,000 words, which is why you need to go to Flickr. Now, husband, well, that's Richard, do you and me, has a work shed, which the swallows have come back to. It came in tweetering away, and I was like, get a camera, get a camera. And it went away, but it came in, tweeted, and I was like, by the time I was getting the camera, I was saying, how is Africa? How are you? I know you don't speak Louise language, but you went to Louise Lala Lands and you tell me all about the great African things you saw, but the swallows have come back. I'm not seeing my house martins yet, but there are house martins in the county. And today, I went and saw my first puffin of the season. We had a lovely, lovely day up. I'm going to tell you about this before I tell you about the finish of the yarn swift. It's May bank holiday, and not that I adhere to bank holidays because I work 24/7, being a mother and also having my own business. But bairns were off school, and luckily husband had finished work by 11, and we went off with my mum to John O'Groats for a couple of hours. We went to the play park. When you're 3 and 6, play park is a big deal on a sunny day. And then we went down to the Shell Beach, and halfway between John O'Groats Harbour and Duncansby Stacks, there is a Shell Beach, and they have little shells called Groaty Buckies. And these are like little cowrie shells that they used to use for, I don't know if it's an old wives' tale, but they used to use these as currency. And now they're called Lucky Groaty Bucky Shells. And husband had never found one, so he found one, and my mum found one, and Sandy found one. Daisy was just on her back making sand angels. So, yeah, it was messy. But it was lovely. The sunshine and no wind is the one day in 2 years, maybe, that we get that at John O'Groats, so it was great. And then we went to John O'Groats Edinburgh Woolen Mill and Cafe and had our soup. And then we went to the ice cream shop, which is called Flavours at John O'Groats. Thoroughly recommend it. The bairns had their ice cream. And then we went back up to Duncansby Stacks, which is a headland right in the very north tip of Scotland. And you can see puffins from May to August. And I saw one. There was kittiwakes below our eye level. Of course, did I remember the binoculars? No. So that's short-eared owls, swallows, house martins and puffins. All in one episode. I am just beside myself. But there'll be jackdaws in the next one. You know, it'll be as interesting as it'll get. So back to the yarn swift. Now, we don't get swifts I know of in Caithness, so it's tenuous, but almost there. That was my now moment today. I really enjoyed it. Husband had some suitable wood and some tools, and one Saturday we got together and started sawing and drilling and a bit of hammering. To be truthful, it wasn't me. I'm not going into production, But if you have wood lying about and good wood tools and a bit of wood know-how, I'd recommend having a go. My first and second year woodwork classes helped me enormously. Measure millions and then cut once. Not just twice, but millions. He was laughing at what he called my gash attempts. I think I take after my dad. He does it the hail me way. And it was a great time spent together, and now I have a working yarn spiff, which is something I was really wanting and really couldn't afford. And we used the leftover bits of dowel to make a wee niddy noddy. So I have a big one with a loop of 2 metres, and this one has about 1 metre-ish. I'm going to measure it soon to let you know, so you can remember when I'm on Twitter trying to add up when I'm spinning, and you can get you to help me. So don't be afraid of the wood, listeners. Either you're standing on it or chopping it up. And that was me. Wow, it was a long one.
The blah, blah, blah session.
Blah, blah, blah bit. Because this is the blah, blah, blah bit. Thank you very much for listening. I hope you are all in good health, if not good fettle. And you can download me from Podbean and iTunes. All reviews are gratefully welcome. Please do carry on with the reviews in the comments. You can email me on caithnesscraftcollective@gmail.com. You can get me on Ravelry as Louise Hunt. Notice I've dropped the G. It's just Louise Hunt now. Join the Caithnesscraft Collective group in there. Have a blether. Join the swaps. I also go on to Seamed Up and Stitching Fingers for the quilting and embroidery. And Twitter, I'm kind of on Twitter all the time as Caithnesscraft. So tweet me and I'll tweet you back. Music is from Wild Mountain Time by Mark Gunn, because summertime is coming. I have my swallows and puffins back from their winter vacation. And you can buy this music from musicgalley.com. Thank you for listening. Keep on crafting. To pull wild mountain time all around. Will you go? I see you go. Will you go? Lassie, go. We go.